Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey everybody, sorry we had a bit of a technical glitch there, but this is Sign Guy with you as usual on a Friday. Coach Mike Jones on assignment, probably near Puyallup, Washington, because he doesn't like to stray very far from Puyallup. He hates it if he's not in Puyallup. Some show notes for you if you're looking for some pro wrestling in the next couple of days. Tonight, WCWO at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. FGW in Hamilton, Ohio. SOS in Tacoma, Washington. ISWA in Somerville, Georgia. XCF in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena. Tomorrow night, CPW presents Theatrical Wrestling. Theatrical Wrestling in Arlington, Washington. MSWA in Rockwood, Tennessee. 907 in Anchorage, Alaska. CCW in Nashville, Tennessee. KSS in Wolf City, Texas. WWA in Owensboro, Kentucky. BMFX in Lafayette, Indiana. WTF in Fortville, Indiana. PWA in Springfield, Illinois. IPW in Muncie, Indiana. NGW in Watson, Illinois. And EPW in Odin, Indiana. So if you have some wrestling near you, go check it out. CPW doing a very special type of show tomorrow night. No ring. Not a wrestling ring in sight tomorrow, but we will be bringing a show to Arlington. So make sure you're there. Our very own Dimitri will be there. I will be there. JB Moonshine will be there. Lots of Turnbuckle staff on hand for that. But we are awaiting our guest today. Hopefully he will be on very soon. He confirmed he would be here. Maybe he is with Coach. Maybe Timothy Bryan and Coach both on assignment near Puyallup. So we'll give him a few minutes, see if he gets here. Hopefully he will. Also want to send our best wishes out to Bobo Brazil Jr., who had open heart surgery the other day. Bo doing very well, alert, able to do things he normally would do already, just a little bit sore. So that is great news out of the camp of Bobo Jr., somebody I've known a very, 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 very long time.
Mr. Fletcher, your mystery now will be unsolved.
So, we still are waiting for our guest. This is the point where Coach would say, don't you have a book you'd like to read? And I'd say, oh, okay. So, I shall read from Project Recreate by Rampage Radisson. Here we go. Chapter 5. January 15, 2014 was my official start date of my weighing in at a whopping 421 pounds. The first year of my new life, I lost a total of 117 pounds. From the very first time I stepped on the scale and saw my weight had dropped, I became addicted. After dropping that amount of weight, I decided to attempt to work on muscle gain for year number two. I was still fairly new to weight loss, but I was extremely new to muscle gain. Year two was a huge flop. I Googled a bunch of articles to reference, but did not get far on muscle gain. I decided to spend year three on what I was somewhat familiar with, weight loss. Year three was spent trying to drop more weight, only to hit a plateau and then actually gain 30 pounds. I brought concerns up to my doctor, and he prescribed me an appetite suppressant known as Adipex. My time in the gym starting year four became more frequent, and my eating habits became stricter based on research I did and advice I had received from others. About a quarter of the way through the year, I noticed an attitude change in my now ex-girlfriend. She seemed to get more and more angry with me and argumentative because of my strict eating habits and spending more time in the gym. Since the age of 16, I have been a professional wrestler on the independent scene. I stated to her that for me to live longer on this planet, I needed to be in the best health for her, my family, my friends, and my fans. In June 2017, for many reasons, she and I ended our relationship. I had tried my best to find solutions to our problems, but nothing hashed out as I thought it would. We decided to remain civil and live under the same roof and assume our personal responsibilities. I paid the rent and she took care of the utilities. In September 2017, because of ongoing differences, we both decided it was best to part ways for good. Going back to the main story, in October 2017, after seeing that my relationship had fully ended, I decided to focus even harder on my healthy lifestyle. All right, there's from the hit book, Project Recreate by Rampage Radisson, our good buddy pal Rampage. But as we still wait for our guest, let me hit a musical number here while I see if I can track down our guest, who I presume is with Coach. I have to presume it. All right, we'll be right back.
I believe in truth, but I'm praying 'cause I miss you. Side. See the bright and hollow side. I believe he is on the road with Coach Mike Jones. That's the only explanation I have. But I'll wrap this up. Everybody stay safe out there. Support your local independent wrestling wherever it may be near you. Don't forget CPW presents Theatrical Wrestling. Theatrical. We'll be there in Arlington tomorrow. D will be there. JB will be there. I'll be there. Christopher Reisig apparently will be there. Everybody stay safe out there. We'll be back with you Sunday. Very special start time, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, to accommodate the busy schedule of Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame member Cameron Starr, the Forearm Ninja. We'll be back for that. Be safe out there.
Never heard like this before.